The hiring of Lane Kiffin as LSU's new head football coach caps off a dramatic month for the program. It started with the firing of Brian Kelly and the dismissal of athletics director Scott Woodward. It looked like LSU would have a hard time attracting a big-time coach, especially when it appeared Governor Landry had a hand in Woodward's firing. The Tiger Rag editor Glenn Gilbo says new athletic director Virge Ausberry was confident he could hire the best coach in college football.
Virge said, hey, football coaches just want to coach football. There's no politics involved if you win. So Lane obviously thinks he's going to win and is not going to be concerned with politics.
The Pelican Pulse poll reveals strong voter support for the state's voucher program. Pelican Institute for Public Policy CEO Daniel Erspammer.
A full 61% of voters, with majorities across party lines, saying we should fully fund that LA Gator program heading into the next school year.
Governor Landry requested close to $100 million. The legislature appropriated $43 million. Hurricane season ended yesterday, and for the first time in 10 years, zero hurricanes hit the U.S.
This year's season saw 13 named storms, five of which were hurricanes. CSU researcher Phil Klotzbach says what this season lacked in volume, it made up for in intensity.
The number of storms was, kind of near average, but the storms that did form, several of them did get quite strong.
Three of those hurricanes reached Category 5. That's the second most on record.
The storms that formed, some of them got very, very potent.
Despite a below-average number of storms, the season officially clocks in as above average due to its record intensity. I'm Case Kieschnick.
And I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.